Chinese Basic Course, Lesson 17,
Tape A, Side 3.
Build-up sequences continued.
Segment 4.
大卫离开汉斯的公寓回家，正在从楼上下来的时候，看见宋豹的来了。宋豹的找汉斯收钱，他问大卫。
汉斯是不是在家？大卫说：“在，可是你得快一点上去，
因为他正要出去买东西。”
Just as David was going downstairs to leave Hans' apartment to go home, he saw the newsboy had come. The newsboy had come looking for Hans to collect the paper money. He asked David if Hans was at home.
David said, "He is." But you had better hurry and go upstairs because he is just about to go out to buy some things.
Repeat and add.
大卫离开汉斯的公寓回家，
正在从楼上下来的时候，看见送报的来了。
送报的找汉斯收报钱，
他问大卫，汉斯是不是在家？
大卫说在。可是你得快一点上去，因为他正要出去买东西。
送报的说，这是我
头一回来，每回来收钱的不是我，请你告诉我哪个公寓是汉斯先生的。大卫说，我带你去。他就跟那个送报的一块儿又上楼找汉斯去了。到了汉斯的那个公寓，看见汉斯正在门外头关门。
The newsboy said, "This is the first time I've come here. I'm not the one who usually comes to collect the money. Can you please tell me which apartment belongs to Mr. Hans?" David said, "I'll take you." He then went upstairs again, together with the newsboy, to find Hans.When they reached Hans' apartment, they saw Hans outside the apartment, just closing the door. Repeat and add.
大卫离开汉斯的公寓回家，正在从楼上下来的时候，看见送报的来了。送报的找汉斯收报钱，他问大卫，汉斯是不是在家？大卫说在，可是你得快一点上去。因为他正要出去买东西。送报的说，这是我头一回来，每回来收钱的不是我，请你告诉我哪个公寓是汉斯先生的。大卫说，我带你去。他就跟那个送报的一块儿又上楼去找汉斯去了。到了汉斯的那个公寓，看见汉斯正在门外头关门。大卫说，这位送报的来找你要收钱。汉斯说，好，我们一块儿进去。进去以后，汉斯就交给那个送报的两块钱。送报的走了以后，大卫说，汉斯，是怎么回事？你出去的时候不关电视吗？
David said, "This newsboy has come looking for you to collect the newspaper money." Hans said, "Good, let's go inside together." After they went in, Hans gave the newsboy $2. After the newsboy left, David said, "Hans, what's going on here? When you go out, don't you turn off the television?" Repeat and add.
大卫离开汉斯的公寓回家。正在从楼上下来的时候，看见送报的来了。送报的找汉斯收钱，他问大卫，汉斯是不是在家？大卫说在，可是你得快一点上去，因为他正要出去买东西。送报的说，这是我头一回来，每回来收钱的不是我，请你告诉我哪个公寓是汉斯先生的。大卫说，我带你去。他就跟那个送报的 一块儿又上楼找汉斯去了，到了汉斯的那个公寓，看见汉斯正在门外头关门。大卫说，这位送报的来找你，要收报钱。汉斯说，好，我们一块儿进去。进去以后，汉斯就交给那个送报的2块钱。送报的走了以后，大卫说，汉斯，是怎么回事？你出去的时候不关电视吗？汉斯说，糟糕，这是我第一次没关。他正在关电视的时候，就听见那个广播员报告说，我现在要介绍一位有名的同志，这位同志姓陈，他是北京语言学院的院长，他今天要讲语言学院的情况，请大家听。
Hans said, what a mess. This is the first time I've not turned it off. Just as he was about to turn off the TV, he heard the announcer say, I'm going to introduce you now to a well-known comrade. This comrade is surnamed Chen, and he is the head of the Beijing Language Institute. Today, he is going to lecture to us on the situation within the Language Institute. Please listen, everyone. Repeat and add,
大卫离开汉斯的公寓回家，正在从楼上下来的时候，看见送报的来了。送报的找汉斯收钱，他问大卫，汉斯是不是在家？大卫说，在，可是你得快一点上去，因为他正要出去买东西。送报的说，这是我头一回来，每回来收钱的不是我，请你告诉我哪个公寓是汉斯先生的？大卫说，我带你去。他就跟那个送报的一块儿又上楼找汉斯去了。到了汉斯的那个公寓，看见汉斯正在门外头关门。大卫说，这位送报的来找你，要收钱。汉斯说，好，我们一块儿进去。进去以后，汉斯就交给那个送报的2块钱。送报的走了以后，大卫说，汉斯，是怎么回事？你出去的时候不关电视吗？汉斯说，糟糕，这是我第一次没关。他正在关电视的时候，就听见那个广播员报告说，现在要介绍一位有名的同志，这位同志姓陈，他是北京语言学院的院长，他今天要讲语言学院的情况，请大家听。汉斯跟大卫听见他们那个学院的院长要讲话，他们非常高兴，就坐下了，听了半个钟头。院长讲完了学院的情况，就讲到劳动节的活动，一些小城里头的工人怎么义务劳动。
When Hans and David heard the head of their institute was going to lecture, they were extraordinarily happy, and they then sat down and listened for half an hour. When the head of the institute had finished talking about the situation in the institute,He talked about Labor Day activities, and how in a number of small towns, the laborers were doing voluntary labor. Now repeat of the entire segment.
大卫离开汉斯的公寓回家，正在从楼上下来的时候，看见送报的来了。送报的找汉斯收钱，他问大卫，汉斯是不是在家？大卫说，在，可是你得快一点上去，因为他正要出去买东西。送报的说，这是我头一回来，每回来收钱的不是我，请你告诉我哪个公寓是汉斯先生的。 大威说我带你去，他就跟那个送报的一块又上楼找汉斯去了。到了汉斯的那个公寓，看见汉斯正在门外头关门。大威说这位送报的来找你，要收报钱。汉斯说好，我们一块儿进去。进去以后，汉斯就交给那个送报的两块钱。送报的走了以后，大威说汉斯，是怎么回事？你出去的时候不关电视吗？汉斯说糟糕，这是我第一次没关。他正在关电视的时候，就听见那个广播员报告说，我现在要介绍一位有名的同志，这位同志姓陈，他是北京语言学院的院长，他今天要讲语言学院的情况，请大家收听。汉斯跟大卫听见他们那个学院的院长要讲话，他们非常高兴，就坐下了，听了半个钟头。院长讲完了学院的情况，又讲到劳动节的活动，一些小城里头的工人怎么义务劳动。
And a full translation. Just as David was going downstairs to leave Hans' apartment to go home, he saw the newsboy had come. The newsboy had come looking for Hans to collect the paper money and asked David if Hans was at home. David said he was, but the newsboy had better hurry upstairs because Hans was just about to go out and buy something. The newsboy said, This is the first time I've come here. I'm not the one who usually comes to collect the money. Can you please tell me which apartment belongs to Mr. Hans? David said, I'll take you there. He then went upstairs again, together with the newsboy, to find Hans. When they reached Hans' apartment, they saw Hans outside the apartment, just closing the door. David said, This newsboy has come looking for you to collect the newspaper money. Hans said, Good, let's go inside together. After they'd gone in, Hans gave the newsboy $2. After the newsboy left, David said, Hans, what's going on here? Don't you turn off the television when you go out? Hans said, Ah, what a mess. This is the first time I've not turned it off. Just as he was about to turn off the TV, he heard the announcer say, I'm going to introduce to you a well-known comrade. He said, This comrade is named Chun, and he is the head of the Beijing Language Institute. Today, he is going to lecture to us on the situation within the Language Institute. Please listen, everyone. When Hans and David heard the head of their institute was going to lecture, they were extraordinarily happy, and they then sat down and listened for half an hour. When the head of the institute had finished talking about the situation of the institute, he talked about Labor Day activities and how, in a number of small towns, the laborers were doing voluntary labor. Segment 5.
后来他们听完了，大卫就说，现在快11点了，我真得走了，明天还得早起上学。他刚刚要出去，汉斯问他什么时候到工厂去上班。大卫说下午下了课以后5:30。
Afterwards, when they had finished listening, David said, It is almost 11 o'clock. I really must be going. I've got to get up early tomorrow morning and go to school. Just as he was about to go out, Hans asked him when he went to the factory to start work. David said, In the afternoon, after class, at 5:30. Repeat and add.
后来他们听完了，大卫就说，现在快11点了，我真得走了，明天还得早起上学。他刚刚要出去，汉斯问他什么时候到工厂去上班。大卫说下午下了课以后5:30。汉斯问他 工厂一个月给他多少钱？大卫说不给钱，那个是义务劳动，他到工厂去工作是因为要多练习中国话。汉斯说，那么你现在在语言学院念中文，是不是可以叫做义务教育？大卫说，怎么能叫做义务教育呢？汉斯说，因为他们也不给你钱。
Hans asked him how much the factory paid him each month. David said he didn't get any money. What he was doing was voluntary labor. He went to the factory to work in order to be able to practice his Chinese. Hans said, then, in that case, could your learning Chinese at the Language Institute be called voluntary education? David said, how could it be called voluntary education? Hans said, because they don't pay you anything either.Now a repeat of the entire segment.
后来他们听完了，大卫就说，现在快十一点了，我真得走了，明天还得早起上学。他刚刚要出去，汉斯问他什么时候到工厂去上班。大卫说，下午下了课以后五点半钟。汉斯问他，工厂一个月给他多少钱？大卫说，不给钱，那个是义务劳动。他到工厂去工作，是因为要多练习中国话。汉斯说，那么你现在在语言学院练中文，是不是可以叫做义务教育？大卫说，怎么能叫做义务教育呢？汉斯说，因为他们也不给你钱。
And a full translation. Afterwards, when they had finished listening, David said, It's almost 11 o'clock. I really must be going. I've got to get up early tomorrow morning and go to school. Just as he was about to go out, Hans asked him when he went to the factory to start work. David said, In the afternoon, after class, at 5:30.Hans asked him how much the factory paid him each month. David said he didn't get any money. What he was doing was voluntary labor. He went to the factory to work in order to be able to practice his Chinese. Hans said, then, in that case, could your learning Chinese at the Language Institute be called voluntary education? David said, how could it be called voluntary education? Hans said,Because they don't pay you anything either. End of tape A, side 3.